This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, episode number 30. Well, did you miss playing live music trivia with us on Saturday night? Well, shame on you. But then again, maybe it was a bit of a drive or you had something else going on. Fear not. We're going to give you a chance to hear the clues and see if you can test your knowledge of pop and classic rock and roll music. Hey, we'll play the great opening notes from five songs and see if you can identify them. And, of course, a little bit of trivia about each one of our featured songs, some nuggets of information about the song or how it came to be recorded. All of the clues, of course, from our Trivia Factory music trivia, which we do every Saturday night. So this would have been this past Saturday night, which would have been, what, the 19th of July? But we know everybody can't always be there to play, or maybe you live halfway around the world and still want to play along and challenge yourself. So we bring you the clues and, of course, answers in just a little bit. We have a theme this week. All of our songs have something in common in their titles. So let's get to it. The opening notes. Here we go. Hit number one. From 1967. Playing each of the clues two times so you make sure you hear it real good. Hit number two is from 1976. Just the opening notes. Can you identify the song and the artist? How about this one? 1978. All of the songs were hits in their particular era. This one from 1987. Remembering all of our song titles have a theme, and this one's from 2008. There you have it. Those are our five clues. Our answers are coming up. Of course, if you'd like to come out and play with us, you can do this live. We do trivia every Saturday night, music trivia at locations around the Atlanta area. You can find out more by going to thetriviafactory.com, but that is only a small piece of it because every night of the week, practically, we have trivia, general knowledge trivia, and adult trivia, and other nights music trivia as well now. Somewhere around the Atlanta area, you can come out on Monday nights. Always invited if you're one of our regular trivia players who are downloading the podcast and listening to this. You can always come out on Monday nights at Wings and Things where I do trivia. Or check out the website, thetriviafactory.com. Lots of people downloading, lots of people playing along online as well, and we're always love to hear from you. But right now, you want to hear our answers, so here we go. Hit number one. It was from 1967, and the smart ones among you would notice it's the Beatles. Strawberry Fields Forever. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Yeah, it was a top 10 hit for the Beatles. Strawberry Field was the name of a Salvation Army children's home just around the corner from John Lennon's childhood home in the suburb of Liverpool. John Lennon and his childhood friends used to play in the trees behind the home, and one of John Lennon's childhood treats was the garden party that was held each summer on the grounds of Strawberry Field. Well, hit number two this week. 1976. To recognize it, it's England Dan and John Ford Coley, and Nights Are Forever Without You.
Nights are forever without you.
That was a top 10 hit for the duo. England Dan was in reality Dan Seals, whose brother Jim Seals was half of the duo of Seals and Croft, and a pretty musical family. His cousin was Brady Seals, who is the lead singer of the country group Little Texas. England Dan and John Ford Coley were friends and classmates at W.W. Samuel High School in Dallas, Texas. I hit number three, 1978. Number one hit for Heat Wave, Always and Forever.
And we'll say tomorrow together.
Yeah, I suspect a lot of our live trivia players on Saturday night knew the song, but might have had a little bit of trouble with the group, Heatwave. It was a number one hit for them. The group got their name from their early days when they were all members of the army and stationed in West Germany. They used to rehearse in an old rundown building with a radiator that kept oozing heat even in the summer, hence their name, Heatwave. By the way, Rod Temperton, who was Heatwave's keyboard player, was also their main songwriter, and he composed Always and Forever. It was not his only hit. Temperton went on to write several hits for Michael Jackson. You might recognize them. They were Thriller and Rock With You. And hit number four this week from 1987. Number one hit, Together Forever, it's Rick Astley.
And don't you know?
Well, Together Forever was from Rick Astley's debut album, Whenever You Need Somebody. Together Forever was a follow-on and the second number one hit for him in his from his first single, which was Never Gonna Give You Up. In 1989, he was nominated for a Grammy Award as the Best New Artist of the Year. He lost. The winner that year was Tracy Chapman. And this was hit number five. Yeah, it's from earlier this year. Chris Brown's Forever. Yeah, it's a top five hit for him. Forever is from his album Exclusive, but it didn't originally appear on the album. The album was originally released back in November of last year, 2007, but 6 months or so later, this very summer, they re-released an expanded version that included four new songs, including Forever. By the way, for those of you who are fans of the TV shows So You Think You Can Dance, back on July 16th, contestants Comfort and Twitch danced to Chris Brown's Forever. By the way, you might have recognized the audio effect, sometimes called the Cher effect. One of our previous podcasts, we featured the song Believe by Cher. It's called Auto-Tune, and you might have recognized that in Forever. Well, there you have it. I hope you did well. You may have probably figured out by this point that our theme this week was the word forever. Your comments and feedback are always appreciated. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And the show notes, well, they're on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. And thanks for playing along. We'll see you next time when we do it again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.